Thank you for calling Lotus Habits. This is Mike. And did you request a supervisor?
Yes. What is your name? How do you spell it?
It's Laken, L-A-K-E-N.
L-A-K-E-N. All right. And your employee number?
We don't have an employee number.
Really?
No, everything is recorded. You don't need a number.
Okay. My statement to you is I talked to a supervisor named Brisa last night about this account. And I asked for her employee number, and she gave me one, 2609.
No, we don't have employee number, sir.
So, okay.
She just probably gave you a number off of your account.
Well, not off of my account. It's not my account number.
Well, I mean.
The issue here is I want my money back that was guaranteed to me when I, May 1st, put this account on a 90-day hold. I was supposed to get $104.26 back in my account. Never happened. May 1. And I followed up, and I finally talked to another supervisor, Shante. He says, well, it was on hold for review, but I'll make it happen. This was May 20th. May 20th. She says it'll take 5 to 7 business days to get that number. I did receive emails, so I can find those emails and recite them to you. And they did say in 3 separate emails that I was being refunded $34.71, $34.71, and $34.70 on 3 separate orders. So it hasn't happened. That was May 20th. One was received May 20th, the other two May 21. And I have the emails. I can recite them verbally, word from word, to you. I want the money back in my account.
Give me one second.
I'll give you the account number, the order number. I'll give you the order number, and you should be able to find it.
Hold up. Give me one moment.
Nine? Okay. Yeah.
I don't understand. It's not pulling up. Okay, there it is. All right, give me one second. Let me go back here.
There better be some notes from this Brisa, or I'll just go get an attorney. I'll just go get an attorney.
What's your,
I'm gonna get it all.
What's your order number?
3230.
3230?
Yes,
that's,
it is.
That's the order number? That's not an order number. What's your zip code?
Well, 98665. But that's the order number I've repeatedly been given. So, by agent and Shante, the supervisor.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Stephen with a V, Sandlin, S-A-N-D-L-I-N.
Okay, give me one second. And what, so you were calling, okay, so what product did you purchase, the juice? Is that what you're calling in about?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, yeah, so I'm making sure I have everything pulled up for you correctly, because they said they couldn't pull you, so I'm just making sure here. And what was the, give me the order number that you said she gave you again?
3230, that's worked every time so far.
30.
Supervisors are able to find it. Supervisors are able to find it. Not
it says agents. There are no orders available. That's the only number you have that she gave you?
Yes, it's put on a 90-day hold. We should be able to pull this account up. Do I have to go to the emails? Do you want me to? Here, I'll do that.
No, I just need to get you pulled up. What's your phone number?
360-608. 6770.
Okay, let's see. There are no orders available. Do you have? I know. Look, yeah.
This is.
Do you have the first six and the last four of the cards?
Sure. I'm sorry. I'll give it to you. That's never worked, but you're taking money out of my account. I was guaranteed. I'll give it to you. But this has to be resolved with you right now, today. And
I mean, if I can pull you up, then we can get it resolved. If I can't pull you up, there's nothing I can do.
I want to get my email going here, if I could, please. And here's the six digits you want, the first six.
Yes.
4452 20.
And the last four.
8653.
Okay, let's see here.
And I'm going to pull up the emails and then write to it. And maybe there's some other order number. I don't know. I'm giving you information that was given to me to find this account.
Oh, no, no. I definitely believe you, but it's just for some reason that your information is not pulling right now. I don't know why.
Well, I'm done with this. This is completely, what is the word to best describe it? Well, hokey is one, but
okay, yeah, it keeps saying there are no orders available, so give me what you have in the email. Do you see any other order numbers in your email?
Pulling it up now.
Okay, no, you're fine. No, I know that you spoke with someone, because the first girl name that you gave me, she does work for us, but for some reason, when I'm putting in your information now, it's just saying that we don't have anything available for that information. So, I mean, I believe you. But it's just that if the system doesn't
this
pull
the
you up.
This is the email I got. The first one. I'll go through them in order.
Okay.
One I got. And it was received May 20th, 2020, 1:53 p.m. from Lotus Habits. You have received a refund, $34.70 U.S. dollars, which I have not received. And that order number is over here. $32.51. I don't know where that number coming from. That's what it says right on here. $32.51.
Okay, let me see. Say okay. Give me another one. It's I don't know why it's not pulling you up, but I definitely know you
well,
have an account.
I want my money. I want my money. Period. We're going to resolve it.
Well, like I said, if we can get you pulled up, we can. But if I can't pull you, there's nothing I can do because you're not pulling it for me at all.
This is ridiculous because Risa found all this stuff yesterday. This was sent May 21st, 6:48 a.m. You received a refund. Now, this one says $34.71 U.S. dollars. And here's the order number, 3230. 3230.
Okay. Give me one.
And this is coming from support at lotushabits.freshdesk.com. You should be able to go right there to that and pull up any information. And Brisa now has promised me last night when I talked to her that I would get, instead of a 35% refund, a 50% refund of $209.85. Well, that's great. That's great. I haven't even gotten this from these three emails. And I'll continue on when you're done with that one.
Okay.
This is the third refund email. Same support desk, same thing. And this was sent May 21st, 6:55 a.m. You have been refunded $34.71 U.S. dollars. That order number is also 3251. And that comes from support at lotushabits.freshdesk.com. Then I'll give you the So Brisa did do this. I know she did this. Let's see. Okay. So she did do something last night because at 8:30 p.m. June 1, ticket received, RE, refund notification. We'd like to acknowledge that we received your request. Ticket has been created. Support representative will be reviewing your request. Usually within 24 hours, they'll respond. Not good enough. Because I've been trying to resolve this since May 1, when I first put this account on a 90-day hold. And I was supposed to get, at that time, $104.26. And it has a ticket number here, if you care to listen. I mean, to view the status of the ticket or add comments, please visit. It gives you a big, long desk. And there's a number, a four-digit number at the end of that. It's 5944.
Okay, let me put that one in.
This is just, I think what has happened here, Lotus Habits has taken my money.
They're not, yeah, it just keeps saying. Like, I know the numbers you're giving me are correct. Everything is correct. I know the people you spoke with, but it's just the system for some reason is saying all this information you're giving me, it just keeps saying there are no orders available. This is the problem. So, of course, I can't see anything that you're telling me because I can't pull you up. I'm sorry.
Well, there's another platform that Brisa was able to pull up and see. So,
yeah, normally if I once I put your car.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So I guess you're gonna. There has to be a senior account manager. We're gonna resolve this today, right?
No, sir. You're speaking with the person who helps you. There's nothing no one can do for you. We can't pull up anything for you, sir.
I want to know. Let's click on this thing here.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from. You do have an account, but the problem is we can't pull you up. So that means no one can help you because we can't pull you up is the problem.
Yeah, that's because they don't want to give me the refund. That's what it boils down to. They don't want to follow through on their end. That's what it is. It's pretty obvious. They don't want to pay me money back. And it wants me to log in. You must be logged in to access this page. Well, how am I going to log in? I have no password.
I mean, what are you trying to log into? What do you need? What are you trying to log into?
I'll go back to the email, the latest email. To view the status of the ticket or add comments, please visit. There's a link there.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about that. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. We can't pull you up. So you just have to call back in until it pulls your account up.
No, I'm not going to call back in. Wait and hold. I'd like to talk to this Brisa or Shante, either one. Because apparently they work for Lotus Habits, correct?
Yeah, we all work for Lotus Habits.
Yeah.
But you're just not pulling up today. Like I said, even her, if you're not pulling up now, even if you give her information, you're still not going to pull up. She's not going to pull you up either.
I click on this link, and it brings up the log into the support portal. It is the details below, your email address, password. I don't have password. Down here it says, are you logged in? I guess I can sign up. Maybe I can create a password. But, you know, I just want my money. And you need to work a little harder to pull this account up because it's there.
Okay. Sorry. The information that you're giving me is not pulling you up. There's nothing else I can do. That's why I said it's probably a system issue, because I do know you have an account. You do have order numbers, but at this time, it's just not pulling you up. So there's nothing that I can do. I do apologize for that. That's why I said you're going to have to call back in. Of course, if Brisa pulled you up, then like I said, you're not the only one. It happens. People do call in. One time they get pulled up, I cannot pull you up. It's probably just a system issue.
I'm telling you, this thing, every single phone call I made to this load, every single agent except the first one on May 1st found the account. I don't remember that name. That's why I started taking down names. Apparently, Brisa just, wow. That's just a lie. Give me a 2609 as their employee number. There's no employee numbers?
No, we don't have employee numbers. So she must have just gave you something off of an account. No.
I know what I want, and you can give this to me. I want the corporate phone number.
That's the number that you're calling now.
There's a corporate office number.
All right, sorry, you can go back to the website. We don't have corporate's number. We only talk to them by emailing. So the number that you're calling now is who you need to get in contact with your account. Corporate can't do anything about your account because, for one, your account is not even pulling up. So no one can help you with anything without an account pulling up.
Well,
and if you want to email someone, you can email that email that's in your the help desk. Fresh Desk at Elite 14, you can email that email if you want to speak with someone. Like I said, I'm sorry, but you do have an account. It's just not pulling up today.
Well, I think I can get an attorney to get that pulled up today. So I will do that instead.
And all right, like I said, well, I do apologize for that.
I mean, I can accept your personal apology, but not for Lotus Habits, no. I think the Attorney General for the state of Washington needs to be aware of this company's procedures.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, I mean, where are you located, by the way? Are you working from the house?
Yeah, we're at home. We're just a third-party call center. Any information that you need will be listed in your email. You can email them. They don't have a number. Like I said, you can call. And if you want to speak to somebody in customer service, that would be like me or Brisa, who you were speaking with earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, I do apologize. You're not the only one. We have people calling all the time. They'll say, oh, but this person pulled me up. But like, well, I'm sorry, but it's not pulling up now. So it's just not just you. Don't think it's just anything about you. It happens to a lot of customers.
I get what it is. Lotus Habits, this company took my money. I've asked for a refund because I didn't even get the product May 1. Number one, they billed me and then didn't get the product. And I personally, I don't want the product. So it's just theft now. So that's my response is, yes, I'll do this. But yes, I'll be talking to an attorney. An attorney will be contacting someone. And it will happen.
All right. Well, I do apologize for that. So like I said, if you do want to call back in, you can. If not, if you decide you want to handle it that way, then I totally understand.
No, I'm going that way, irregardless whether I call in or not.
All right, Terrell, thank you for calling. Let's have a hope you have a great day. I'm sorry for the inconvenience.